Vermont's State Senate Education Committee is now backing a school restructuring bill that's designed to expand educational opportunities for students. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, lawmakers are also hoping it'll reduce property taxes.
Under the Senate approach, the state would offer financial incentives to encourage smaller school districts to merge with neighboring districts. Each district would have at least 900 students. Washington Senator Ann Cummings is the chairwoman of the Senate Education Committee. She's concerned that Vermont's student enrollment has dropped by more than 20% in the last 15 years, while the cost of education has gone up. She wants every school to examine its curriculum and its budget.
This is really to have our whole educational system kind of do a self-reflection and work very seriously with how can we do this better.
Cummings says school districts, regardless of their size, that already provide a quality education at a reasonable cost will not be affected by the bill. But school districts that don't meet these criteria will need to merge. Districts will be given 5 years to meet the financial and educational standards. If they fail to act, Cummings says the state will move in and order them to join a larger district.
I think that the property tax issue and the educational opportunity issue is big enough now so that we need to say, no, you've got to make a decision that doing nothing is not an option.
Cummings is convinced that the legislation will help reduce property tax burdens.
It's bending the curve. So this year, we're trying to get a handle on why costs are going up while students are going down, and the hope is to get that curve going down.
Governor Peter Shumlin supports the Senate bill. He says it's critical for the Agency of Education to work together with local school districts to help them understand the challenges they face in the future,
so that they can make smart choices that reduce cost, reduce spending over what they otherwise would have spent, and improve quality. I think this is the biggest progress we've made on education in many, many years, and a challenge that Vermonters have asked us, begged us to address.
Backers of the bill are hoping to have it on the Senate floor for debate sometime next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.